With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Packing maximum sustained winds of 185 miles an hour, Hurricane Melissa slammed into Jamaica as a Category 5 storm, one of the strongest landfall hits ever recorded. Michael Brennan, director of the National Hurricane Center, says the life-threatening danger is just beginning on Jamaica.
We still have tropical storm conditions across the island, hurricane warning in effect, the potential for 6 to 12 inches of additional rainfall across the island, leading to isolated storm totals as high as 30 inches.
The Florida-based Christian nonprofit relief organization Food for the Poor is on the ground in Jamaica, delivering emergency supplies and food from the organization's Jamaican warehouse. Listeners wishing to make donations to support Hurricane Melissa relief can go to the website foodforthepoor.org/Melissa25. President Trump appears to be ruling out a third term in office.
Donald Trump has been publicly toying with the idea of running for a third term in the White House, even though the Constitution's 22nd Amendment says no one can be elected president more than twice. He told reporters aboard Air Force One that if you read it, it's pretty clear. I'm not allowed to run. It's too bad. However, the president didn't rule out entirely the possibility of staying in office despite that, saying, "We'll see what happens." Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Federal Reserve today expected to cut its short-term interest rates. Correspondent Donna Warder takes a closer look.
It'll do so without some much-needed data. Because of the federal government shutdown, September's jobs report, which was supposed to be released 3 weeks ago, is still postponed. And October's hiring figures, to be released November 7th, will also likely be delayed.
Investors appear to be happy on Wall Street so far in early going. The Dow was up 253 points. The high-tech NASDAQ up by 129. This is SRN News. A senator says it's time for the U.S. to stand up for Christians being persecuted in China.
Republican Ted Budd of North Carolina has written a lengthy article in The Hill pointing out the details of Beijing's latest crackdown on Christians. Budd says it's time for the U.S. to punish the Communist Party for its increasing violations of international religious freedom statutes, adding, quote, "Any Chinese official who is responsible for or has directly carried out abuses against religious groups must face strict U.S. sanctions." He's also introduced a sanctions bill in the Senate. Michael Harrington reporting.
Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin is performing abortions again after a nearly month-long pause due to federal Medicaid funding cuts. The state chapter says it was able to resume offering abortions because it relinquished its status as an essential community provider. And the organization still remains America's number one abortion provider, taking in hundreds of millions every year. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason with the Wall Street Business Report.
The financial markets are anticipating another Federal Reserve interest rate cut expected to be announced later today. It would be only the second rate cut this year, and there is speculation the central bank will make a third rate reduction before year's end. NVIDIA is on track to become the first $5 trillion company just 3 months after the Silicon Valley chipmaker was first to break through the $4 trillion barrier. The ravenous appetite for NVIDIA's chips is the main reason that the company's stock prices have increased so rapidly since early 2023. Uber says the San Francisco Bay Area will be the first market for its specially built autonomous taxi. It's expected to launch in late 2026. It plans to have 100 test vehicles on the road in the months ahead. I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.